Ever read a neuroscience paper that just hits different? That was me last week with this new brain study. Quantitative pathology, an APOE genotype, revealed dementia risk and progression in Lewy body disease. It's one of those papers that takes something incredibly complex and actually cracks it open. Lewy body disease, Parkinson's disease, Parkinson's disease dementia, dementia with Lewy bodies, these aren't separate conditions. They're all part of the same spectrum, driven by alpha-synuclein piling up in the brain. But here's what's been broken for decades. We couldn't actually predict who develops dementia and who doesn't. We've been using crude staging schemes. This paper fixes that problem. The key insight? Quantitative pathology, literally measuring the protein load in the brain, crushes traditional visual staging at predicting dementia. Not even close. It's valuable on its own. But the real magic is what comes next. They brought APOE genotype into the picture. You know that apolipoprotein E gene everyone mentions with Alzheimer's? Turns out it's huge here too, just in a completely different way. APOE, epsilon 3 carriers, and epsilon 4 carriers hit dementia at different thresholds. Epsilon 3 carriers? They're more sensitive to pathology. They cross over at lower burdens. Epsilon 4 carriers can handle more alpha-synuclein before symptoms show up. The catch is they actually accumulate more pathology overall. Two completely different routes to the same destination. Here's where it gets wild. Orthostatic hypotension, that blood pressure drop when you stand, and ischemic pathology, they only matter in epsilon 3 carriers with low protein burden. Push past that threshold into high pathology, and suddenly these factors don't matter anymore. The alpha-synuclein is so overwhelming that vascular disease basically becomes a footnote. The researchers also mapped out 4 distinct spreading patterns for Lewy pathology. Brainstem first, which tracks with APOE, epsilon 3, and lower dementia risk. Amygdala first, linked to APOE epsilon 4 and high dementia risk. Then cingulate first and neocortical first. The pattern actually tells you something fundamental about what's unfolding in that brain. And here's the kicker. Some people show Alzheimer's pathology first, amyloid beta or phosphorylated tau, before alpha-synuclein even kicks in. That suggests, in some cases, Alzheimer's pathology might be priming the pump for Lewy pathology. Most brains aren't clean diseases. They're a mix. What does this all mean? We've been treating Lewy body disease like everyone's walking the same path. They're not. Genotype matters. The order pathology shows up matters. Vascular disease matters, but only in specific genetic contexts. This is precision medicine in action. Clinical trials could get way smarter. Instead of throwing everyone with the same diagnosis into a trial and hoping, you'd enrich for specific genotypes, specific pathology patterns. Match the drug to the actual biology. Therapeutically, different groups might need completely different approaches. Epsilon 4 carriers probably need something stopping alpha-synuclein before they hit critical mass. Epsilon 3 carriers might benefit more from early vascular intervention before the proteinopathy takes over. We could actually be strategic about this. This is what great science does. It takes what looks like chaos and turns it into something actionable. We're moving past "you have Lewy body disease" as a one-size-fits-all diagnosis. Now it's "you have Lewy body disease with this genotype, with this pathology pattern, with this specific combination of risks." That's how you build treatments that work for actual people, not just statistics. It's in Brain, and if you're anywhere in neurodegeneration, read it. The implications hit Parkinson's disease, dementia research, clinical trial design, basically everything in the field.